In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Am I performing my religious actions out of charity? We should wonder time to time this question, whose answer is pretty difficult. We need to keep charity as our goal and motivation to gain merits and finally heaven. What we can do is to work on the purification of the intentions. For each action, there is a goal, but often many other reasons also count, and this can corrupt the first intention. During his public ministry, our Lord never missed the opportunities to correct the Pharisees of his time. First, for their conversion. Second, for ours. Pharisees were learned people who took care to the legitimate law of their time. When Judea had been ruled by the generals of Alexander the Great, then by the Romans. The first purpose was to be found faithful to the covenant when the Christ will come. At the time of the first coming of Christ, the initial and good intention was corrupted for many of these Pharisees. The true tradition was replaced by personal interpretation of the law, sometimes against the law itself. The dear Lord called first Israel to conversion and then the Gentiles. Among Israel, he stressed his ministry on the Pharisees, since they seemed to be the most religious people of their time. And our Lord did not hesitate to accept the invitation of the Pharisees, sometimes for the Sabbath, for sharing the Sabbath bread. About religion, we especially needed to work to purify our intentions. We must pay attention to not work for personal satisfaction, but for our Heavenly Father and the good of the neighbors. The acts of religion and other acts we want to perform out of faith, hope, and charity, they are the most important actions of our lives. And the corruption of what is the best, this is the worst tragedy. The miracle told in today's gospel says everything. The question is it lawful to heal someone on the Sabbath day? The deeds of our Lord Jesus Christ and his explanation left the Pharisees speechless. Sometimes we also treat our neighbor less well than we treat silly things, even in our spiritual life. We should be happy to be bothered when we attempt to seek our own satisfaction in prayers and other religious actions. This reminds us the goal and the intention of these actions. I do not include things that will be disrespectful. Two keys here: the peace of the soul and the order of charity. C.S. Lewis, the famous English author of the Chronicles of Narnia and Mere Christianity, was close to the conversion to Catholicism, and at that time, in the early 20th century, it was also a problem of class, because at that time in England, in the UK, it was much more the lower class who attended the Catholic liturgy and were Catholic than the higher class. And this poor C.S. Lewis, I have been told that he gave up because he was not able to bear the low-class people in the congregation. What a tragedy. For such a silly thing, he missed the most important. Probably the reason why he was so brilliant, so gifted, so talented as a writer. The apostle says, "My tribulations for you are your glory." Sometimes we struggle even because of people of goodwill. Everything is an opportunity to make our hearts like the Sacred Heart of Jesus, meek and patient. My Sacred Heart of Jesus, I trust in Thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.